How do you propose to fund regional energy projects in a way that keeps rates reasonable for the consumer? Bill, you go first.
Thank you. I think my record shows that energy is the number one issue. We have the renewable energy bill. Again, in Cordova, we met the needs of Cordova. We built one hydro, retired their debt on another. We built a hydro in Gustavus, dropping their energy costs from 86 cents, I believe, to 24, 26 cents, which is huge. Energy is one that I believe in, especially when we got the Intertime money, the road to go to CAKE to get their costs down. We're working with Heidelberg, we're working with Metlakatla. All these are a package to try to get our costs down. We're going to be working with HUNA. They're a little harder nut to crack because they're so isolated. We can't run an intertie line to them. When I got elected, it was $28 million. It's up over $50 million now. Cheaper to put $50 million into a fund and let them work off the oil. But I see the needs here in Sitka, your Blue Lake project. I see that, you know, you got to be competitive with the other communities and you have to go forward. And I sit in a position where I can help. Money is going to get tighter, and so you got to have somebody that has the ability, capability, and the trust of their peers in the legislature to go forward and get the money necessary to meet the energy needs that we have in Southeast. Otherwise, I think we'll be looking out, because I tell you, if we're not in the right position, that money won't stay here. It'll be all going north, and we need to take some of that fair share of oil we're going to get and keep it in Southeast here, and don't let it all go north. I've been there long enough, both as a lobbyist and a legislator, to know that they have strong influence in taking what they need. Thank you.
I think this is another question where we should question the premise of the question. And that this is, of course, a hugely real need in Southeast, but I mean, I think what we really need is long-term leadership to make sure we're not in this kind of situation in the future, and that this is a pressure point for Sitka, and it's going to happen again. I mean, once we get Blue Lake built, we're due to hit capacity here in Sitka, and potentially within a decade. And so, as soon as Blue Lake is done, bringing a really, really strong approach to try to figure out what the future of energy is in Sitka beyond Blue Lake. So I think, one, it's really important to have a long-term vision for Sitka and Southeast so that we never find ourselves in this do-or-die position. But secondly, I think we need to basically invest in energy projects and infrastructure in Alaska and make that a first priority. And again, I think it comes back to where is the money coming from? Where is the money coming for energy? And Bill said the money is going to be tighter in the next legislative session. And I think that's true if the state does give away $2 billion to oil companies. That's $2 billion less we have for a project like Blue Lake or projects down in Ketchikan or elsewhere throughout the district. I mean, the state appropriated $2 million to pay for plane tickets for people to fly to a basketball tournament in Anchorage. I mean, it's a priorities question. I think we really need to be frugal and conservative when it comes to appropriating money to make sure this money ends up in projects that really matter for communities like Sitka and regions like Southeast. So, the money is really, really important, and the money needs to be invested in projects like Blue Lake and energy projects throughout Southeast Alaska. At the same time, we have to make sure we have money to fund these projects. And you can't bring home bacon to communities in this district if you give away the pig. And right now, the State House is proposing to give away the pig, so to speak. And that leaves the rest of Southeast Alaska in a lurch if we have no money to finance the future of this region.